It's still an open question as to where many of the people currently at the Red Cross shelter are going to go. For the most part, local permanent shelters are full, and trying to find a place to rent, even if you have the means, is almost impossible. While local service providers are currently working to get a permanent low-barrier shelter set up in the community, they say that won't be an option anytime soon. Last week, NSPR's Sarah Bohannon spoke with Laura Cuzzona, the executive director of the Jesus Center, about current options for those who are displaced and still unsheltered, and about her biggest worries regarding homelessness after the fire.
I think my biggest concern is this county, we already knew, was one of the poorest counties in the state. We already had high poverty levels, high food insecurity levels, high levels of ACEs, which is the adverse childhood experiences, which puts folks at a very high risk for medical problems, mental health problems, drug addiction. And so all of those numbers were already bad. And then you add the fact that we had 1% to 2% vacancy in housing. It just makes an almost impossible situation that much harder. So I would say if I were to boil it down to one really challenging component to what's happened for this, the group that's the poorest of the poor, is there's no permanent housing. And I am at this stage thinking that we will, in order to get people permanently housed out of a shelter environment, which is always our goal, we will have to look out of county. Certainly in the short term, we will. In the long term, we hope to see more affordable housing going up, and there's a lot of promising conversations, including the possible redevelopment of the site where we currently are to an affordable housing unit that would have between 50 and 75 units. But that's, again, a good 2 to 3 years out before those units would be up and running.
What are options for people right now? What is available in the community at this point?
So at this point, we've had a very challenging time getting affordable housing up and running, or temporary housing, I should say. Problem is land, available land. So FEMA is our primary provider of temporary housing in a disaster. So they have been looking for land that they could put modular trailers on. They have located one, and it's been approved in Gridley, and now they're just readying the land. You can't put trailers on if you don't have infrastructure. So it's not just a blank piece of land. You have to have hookups. You have to be able to manage sewage and electrical and all of that. So they're in the process of retrofitting the site in Gridley. And then there's private endeavors where, again, land is identified that may not meet FEMA's needs, but private owners, private nonprofits, private funders, obviously the North Valley Community Foundation is part of that, could raise up a location for modular housing, trailers, or the like. And so we're putting all our, you know, our air and breath into that, because those are going to be where people are going to transition out of the shelter. And of course, we still have a huge population of people who are doubled up.
Are you worried, or do you think that with finally all of the emergency shelters, this will be the last one that was open, do you think that people will end up on the street?
If we get our shelter up, the Torah shelter is at max, we're at max, Catalyst is at max, Orville Rescue Mission's at max, we still are not going to see much more than about 500 beds. So yes, we will see more people on the street. And we already had too few shelter beds before this. I think the biggest challenge right now is that we work together as a community. I think it's easy to throw criticisms to one another who aren't doing things the way we think they should be done. There's a lot of competent people working in this space right now. Incredible groups of people from outside helping us be more competent and being more helpful. And yet it's going to fall short. And I think we either choose into hope and goodwill towards each other, or we start bickering and dividing. And that's my biggest concern. And my biggest hope is that we can continue to say, hey, we're family. And at the end of the day, FEMA's not going to save the day. They're going to do their part. Red Cross isn't going to save the day. They're going to do their part. Same with the county, same with the Jesus Center, same with the Torah. You know, we just each have to do what we're best at and continue to give all we can and trust that together we will get through this. I mean, let's hope that we can learn enough that we can then continue to teach other communities that we're not going to be the last where this is going to happen. So hopefully we'll learn well enough and be resourced well enough that we we can do some things that are pretty amazing, bigger than, better than anything we today that we can imagine.
That was Laura Cuzzona, the executive director of the Jesus Center in Chico.